own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Krute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
Good. If today is the second day of April, and that's what the computer says, I'm assuming that's correct. If today is the second day of April, then there are only 149 days remaining until the college football season kicks off on August 29th with 6 football games. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, and you know, I'm happy about this, Ramona. I'm happy that that we're seeing some comments from ADs and we're seeing some revenue report numbers, gross revenue reports about college football, because it becomes even more apparent that football has to take place, that it will take place, that it's going to take place. You know, Ramona, no less a boss than Nick Saban has come out with his little plan that you're going to have a 14-day teaching period before things really get going, so that I don't care what plan you adopt. I don't really care. And I know that at Stadium with Brett McMurphy was reporting that he spoke to 120 ADs around the country, and that they have been working on development of contingency plans in the event they can't have the normal season in the normal time frame. There have been detailed discussions about other possibilities, but they all, let me repeat this, they all involve having a college football season. There is zero talk about canceling the college football season. Zero. None. That's not part of the conversation. The only conversation that they're having is they're having conversations about contingency plans in the event the timing needs to change. So they've discussed everything from a 9-game conference only season to a spring season to a season that starts in October, November, ends in February, March, 12-game divided regular season over the fall and spring semesters. They are discussing contingency plans with this thought, all right? They want to have the college football season just as it just as it's written, just as it stands. And I think that is the game plan. That is 98% of the game plan. And then they're using 2% to develop contingency plans in the event that something else needs to be done. But is this mic working? Hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. No one is talking about canceling the football season. Nobody. Nobody. The NFL is full steam ahead, and college football athletic directors, again, Brett McMurphy and Stadium spoke to 120 ADs around the country, and the discussion involves full speed ahead, but we're going to develop some contingency plans in the event we need to modify it to make sure we have a college football season. There is zero discussion of not having a college football season, just so we're clear. So we're going to have football. I think it's going to go off exactly the way it's planned. I think that probably Saban's idea is the type of thing that gets adopted. And again, is the readiness going to be what it normally is? Probably not. And that will depend upon, you know, whether you have a returning quarterback, whether you have returning coaches. These are things that, quite honestly, are going to benefit Clemson even more. But the bottom line in all of it is everyone's going to start from the same place, and we're going to have equity and fairness. And again, within equity and fairness, will there be pockets of inequity? Yeah, maybe. Like a Leach, new offense, new quarterback, you know, transfer quarterback come in. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But football is coming. Football is coming. We are going to have a college football season. We are going to have an NFL season. And as a nation, we're going to get through all this. These next few weeks will be tough, but we're going to have something to look forward to from a sports world standpoint. It's coming. Also, let me just tell all of you, many of our advertisers, their businesses are listed on the Roar website, and it will help them. It will help us if you continue to frequent them. And we're going to add more that are up there. But, you know, on this show, many of our businesses are operational. You know, they just are. Joe's, Carson's, you know, these businesses are operational. And we're going to be keep telling you about them. And quite honestly, there's never been a better time to advertise. You have a captive audience in most cases. And your business eventually is going to rely on that. And you need to keep the notion of your business at the forefront, at the consciousness of the public. We're all going to get through this together. We're all going to get through this together. And we're here to help any way we can. And by the way, our streaming numbers, out the friggin' roof. Whatever we did in March last year, we slaughtered it. We killed it this year. I don't even know what the final numbers were. I know with like 8 days left in March, we had already surpassed what we did last year. So the Roar is going to be with you all the way. And again, on the website, you can find a list of many of the businesses that advertise with us. So if you're looking for businesses or where to eat or where to do this or, you know, where to get your roof fixed, Gilstrap Roofing, you know, where to get your mattresses, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, you know, where to go to eat, Carson's, Joe's, Chopping Block, Bruce Kane, dishing out the big time meats up there in Powdersville, all this stuff. It's all happening. It's all happening. And we're right here for you. But don't get it twisted. For those people, again, the doomsday proclaimers, the people who wanted to shout from the rooftop at the first sign of trouble that there's not going to be college football, or there's not going to be, there absolutely is going to be football. Absolutely is going to be football. And you know what? I can't tell you what one AD said. Well, I sort of can. But one AD said, if there wasn't football, if there was no college football season, based on the gross revenue reports, the need for the finance, he said, quote, we would all be F-word, ED. So, in other words, that's not part of the plan. That is not even up for consideration. So, as I told you all along, football is coming. Trust me. Trust your road rage from humble servant. Football is coming, and we're going to count it down, and we're going to talk about it. You know what? We're going to talk about some college football today. We're going to have a guest to talk about the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to do all that today. And on tomorrow's show, we're going to have a very cool sort of inverted live mock draft with a couple of special guests. I'm going to bring my buddy, Coach Josh Phillips, on, my other friend, Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain, and they are going to participate in their first live mock draft as the GMs of the respective teams, and your humble road rage servant is going to grade their picks. And we may throw in some trades and everything else. And we'll see.
You're going to grade Josh's and Eric's picks. Is that how it's going to go?
Correct. Correct. Okay. Like I just said.
Poor guys.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how they do. You know, relative novices here. We're going to see. We're going to see how they do. And it's going to be a bag full of fun. Trust me. It's going to be a bag full of fun.
But Josh and Eric.
Say again?
I said it's going to be fun for you and everybody listening, but are Josh and Eric McClain going to enjoy it?
Yeah, no, it'll be fun for them too, even when they get like D's occasionally. We'll see how they do. You know, maybe they'll both ace the exam. You know, we'll see. Regardless, it's going to be a bag full of fun, and that'll start tomorrow at 5:20. I just hope that gives us enough time to get it all in. What?
Why you started at the beginning of the show? Tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I'll check with their time frames.
I mean,
we'll see.
Maybe, how many times?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I mean,
maybe we will start it early.
We'll
see if. Yeah, you know, we'll find out. Maybe we can.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get the thing started.
And if you have extra time, redo a horror movie for us. Everybody liked that.
The text line
loved it. I had one guy on the text say, I don't even know what the name of the movie is, but I'm loving this recap. So the story's fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So don't forget, you know, your project this weekend is to go out and watch The Russian Bride and then send me your book reviews, send me your movie reviews on my Twitter feed. Send it to me on my Twitter feed about your review. You know, who didn't like it? Ramona, BCD.
How come? What'd she say about it?
I don't know, but Bubba immediately pointed out to her that the Google reviews on it were over 90%. And I said, yeah, that's why. Because, you know, BC isn't used to being in the 90% bracket.
Now that she didn't like the movie, she also didn't like you anymore.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that'll happen. They had already watched it. I have a feeling her other half loved it and she hated it. You know, maybe because the chick that's in it. I don't know. In any case, yeah, we gave you the review. So go check it out this weekend. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Ed Orgeron, Ramona, now chickless.
Oh, why? Chickless? Why?
He's getting a divorce.
Uh-oh.
He's getting a divorce from Kelly.
Is this as bad as Jim Nance's divorce?
I don't know. He's getting a divorce from Kelly, his wife of 23 years.
This is not
a good thing. You know,
20's the cutoff. It might be a bad divorce.
Maybe. You know, hopefully they get it back together. But, you know, what a year for Orgeron. You know, think about the insanity of his year. You know, you you put this team together, you bring in a guy in Brady, you fire up the offense and Burrow, you do everything you said you're going to do, you turn all the dogs loose, and you have this magical season, which you score a million points, and offensively, you're just insanely good, and then, you know, 16 of your guys move on, and then Brady moves on, and your DC moves, on. But you win the national title, you collect everything, in the wake of it, you lose a ton of pieces, now you wind up in a divorce court or whatever, and now we're in the midst of this COVID-19, I mean, what a insane year for Orgeron, from the start right through now. And you know, and look, I'm not going to make fun of that issue. You know, I hope he gets it together. I hope they get it together if that's what they want. I don't know, but some amazing challenges ahead for Ed Orgeron. His life will be different. This season will be completely different, and how he manages to navigate through all of that is going to be fascinating. I already saw some tweets in response to this day where people saying, well, you know, she need to get the money now because they know LSU's going to fire him in a couple of years. Look, I don't think LSU's firing him. I think he's building a monster, and I think that's going to continue. I think he'll find a way to navigate through this, and I think their recruiting is going to be elite. I think they're going to be one of the leading contenders for the national championship for the next decade. So, I mean, if that's what you think, I think you're misjudging the situation. Now, LSU basketball, that's a different story. They're in all sorts of trouble. All sorts of trouble. Will Wade, guy some Clemson fans wanted to get rid of Brownell for. Will Wade, yeah. Good plan. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, the Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit everlandliving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Walt Tip Julie Road Rage, we are back to Little Boston. You know, Ramona, I watched the two basketball players from South Carolina that Gamecock Will wanted me to watch. I didn't have a chance to do that sometime this morning. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that a little bit later. We have Gamecock Joe on. Joe, I'm coming to you in 1 second. You know, Ramona, this is pandemic road rage. You know, I'm trying to be a kinder, gentler host. Because, well, you know,
host. The whole world. Okay, host. I was worried there for a minute. Yeah, host.
The whole
That's
world,
a whole different ballgame.
The whole world has stuff going on right now. So we're here to help. How about that? How about that? The kinder, gentler pandemic, Walt. Hey, Joe, come right to you. You know, I see this from Matt Miller, who's such a dolt. Matt Miller, NFL, calls himself NFL draft scout. Important news from the NFL. Tua underwent a medical recheck today with an independent doctor, per Mike Garofalo. Results were, quote, overwhelmingly positive. And then he says that should answer any lingering questions about Tua's current physical status and 2020 availability. Yeah, if you're adult. Why do you think three ex-GMs aren't buying any of that? Again, because you get an independent doctor that says things are going along as they're supposed to, overwhelmingly positive. I mean, those are the same things for the 8 millionth time they said about Dennis Pitta. Is this thing working? Is anybody hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth?
They're not going to say negative. They want him to get drafted, even if he has to sit on the bench.
Well, you know, listen, Armando Seguero of the who is the prime beat writer for the Miami Dolphins, who's covered the team for 40 years, is starting to get concerned about all of the Tua press conferences. He's saying, no, none of these other elite quarterbacks are doing that, and NFL teams don't like that. They don't like the fact that every 2 minutes you're talking about your injury situation, and he's suggesting that he's spoken to teams that are a little concerned about the way the Tua team is handling this whole thing, and maybe they're starting to creep in even more doubt about Tua. Meanwhile, Miller is just, you know, duh, no worries, no worries. You know, some independent doctor, who cares? Again, look, here's the thing. Teams don't care about independent doctors. Teams care about their own medical staffs evaluating players. They don't give a rat's behind about independent doctors. But even if it was agreed to as an additional source of information, the truth about Tua will be told when he takes an actual football field and starts taking hits. Not when he throws by himself in a closed building against air. Not when an independent doctor says everything looks good. Of course it does. None of that has anything to do with Tua playing football. That's the problem. This notion, this quote is just utterly asinine. Did I just say I was nicer? This quote is just...
Yeah, but just anybody that knows utterly, you knows better that doesn't last but a couple
just
of seconds.
Utterly asinine. That should answer, this quote, that should answer any any lingering questions about Tua's current physical status and 2020 availability. Okay, Matt, if you say so. Jesus. What an adult. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Juan? Wasn't he the GM for the 0-16 Lions in 2007?
No,
he really knows how to evaluate personnel.
It's a different guy, but yeah.
Just real quick before the sports, I don't know if you saw it. It just broke today that University of Pittsburgh Med School might have isolated some sort of genome potentially for a vaccine for the virus. And I thought, that would be an incredible coincidence. Another vaccine came out of University of Pittsburgh, the polio. So
how about that?
The other day when I said, we won two world wars, we've done a lot more against diseases in the past, and that would be quite the coincidence to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, look, we have so many bright minds in so many places. Emory is working on a vaccine. Johnson & Johnson was given a $450 million contract to work on a vaccine. And who knows, maybe Pittsburgh is going to come up with it before any of them. And it's going on lots of other places as well, including Israel and outside of this country. But a lot of bright minds, especially here and certainly worldwide as well, working on the solutions. And I'm confident the solutions will be found.
And I was going to ask you about two programs, kind of off the beaten path a little bit. And I think I mentioned it to you before. Rutgers has seven transfers that went through the transfer portal, and they all seem decent on the surface. Make it at Ohio State, I think you can play, but how many years do you think he'll turn it around? I think maybe two. Eight wins. I'm not talking about anything past that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think we might have even talked about this before. Oh, trust me, Greg Schiano's going to find players. He may break the whole transfer portal. Put too many people in the elevator, but that cat is going to find players. He's going to look from coast to coast, north to south, east to west, and he's a salesman. He was coaching at Rutgers previously. The vast majority of his roster came from South Florida. And, you think, well, how can Rutgers get kids from South Florida? He was running camps in South Florida. He used to be a linebacker coach at Miami. He has all sorts of connections down there. This guy is absolutely, you talk about embracing the transfer portal. Trust me, this guy is going to steal and rob players from everywhere. And I mean that kindly. But he's going to work every angle to get players to Rutgers. And yes, that product is going to improve on the field in short order. In fact, you'll see some improvement this year.
And that's one of the hardest jobs in the country, no doubt, with the Division II. But I think he'll do a good job. And he's tough if you watch an interview with him. But the last thing is this. You talked about Leach when he was at Mississippi State. Well, he got a pretty good quarterback. I think he's ranked top 15 in the country. I think he might. I don't know for exactly. He might have an invite for the Elite 11, but I'll have to double-check on that. But appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, look, there's no doubt Leach is going to be able to recruit better to Mississippi State than he was to the outliers that he coached at, particularly Washington State. And he was doing a great job in those outliers without elite players. So if he gets any elite players, and I think the most important thing is just by the nature of where Mississippi State is geographically, he's going to be able to recruit defensive players. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's an area that he's going to want to get better at. So, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Mike Leach in the next few years. I'll tell you something else. That Egg Bowl suddenly has two really bright offensive minds running those teams with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss and Mike Leach at Mississippi State. And, one of the elements of rivalries is that generally there's some good old-fashioned heat within them. And there certainly has been in the Egg Bowl. It's going to be a little interesting now, Ramona, because on the surface, not just on the surface, at this point in time, those two guys actually like each other.
Oh.
So, you know, they seem to have a mutual respect for one another. Maybe, you know, old offensive genius, young offensive genius, you know, and that respect has been evident. It was evident in all the things. I know it's a house rule. Answer that word respect and you get Aretha. All right. That's enough, Aretha. We love your voice. Stop. All right. So yeah, I mean, I think they're the two guys. I'll be careful about what I say moving forward. The two guys like each other. And I don't know what impact that will have on that rivalry. But Kiffin has been very outspoken on Twitter about Leach and loving Leach and you know, retweeting things he says. And so, you know, at least from a coaching standpoint, you're not going to have that hatred in that game. That
I know. Every time you have Mike Leach on, you ask him about Kiffin.
I don't think that's true.
And I
asked him about Kiffin the last time.
Yeah, and you're
this
and
last
you're not
time
gonna
I
get
did
to say anything bad about him.
No, he said nice things about him. No, wait a minute. Wait, slow down. I've asked Leach about lots of people. He said.
Oh, I know, but we're not talking about everybody. We're talking about Kiffin. So I made the comment.
I know that, but shh, hush. The point is, he has said less than flattering things about lots of people that I asked him about.
Oh, I know.
It's really. Honestly, it's only Kiffin that I can think of that, you know, he said nice things about. So you're not going to have that hatred element there. It's not going to be part of the. It's not going to be part of the deal. Hey, one basketball thing story is that Dick Vitale. You know, I sort of want to see if I can pull this up if I can find this. But Dick Vitale, in response to several of the broadcasts of late about the college basketball scandal, there have been several different programs that have run. Vitale said, if you're worried that LSU and Arizona basically aren't going to get theirs, he said, they're going to get theirs. He said, he tweeted that LSU and Arizona will be hit with major violations, in his opinion. Major violations. In response to some of these broadcasts that have reminded people of just how bad the scandal was, how bad the basketball scandal was, and how some of these guys were caught on tape, you know, indicating that they were cheating, and so Vitale issued that Twitter response, and I really want to find this article because I want to remind people about what exactly Will Wade said on tape. Let's see. Major allegations coming. you know, it's funny, Ramona.
What's that?
I've been typing for 8 million years and I'm still such a terrible typist. You know, it's not like I can just type something quickly. And then, you know, this internet feed. Let's see here. Okay, I think I have it. If the article will... okay, here it is. I want to find the Will Wade part specifically. The It says, this is an article by Matt Howe on 247 Sports. It says, despite the sports world being put on pause by the coronavirus pandemic, a newly released HBO documentary titled The Scheme details the FBI investigation into criminal enterprise that offered cash payments to NCAA basketball prospects, particularly at LSU in Arizona. The documentary released LSU's head coach Will Wade's wiretap audio from 2017, where he was discussing, quote, a strong-ass offer being made to then-recruit Javonte Smart. Smart signed with LSU, just finished up his sophomore season in Baton Rouge. After LSU's AD, Scott Woodward, released a statement yesterday saying that Wade's employment status at LSU will remain unchanged, many were frustrated with the lack of NCAA involvement in punishing those involved. Legendary ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale says otherwise. Again, in the tweet that I already mentioned, Vitale says, many naysayers claim the NCAA enforcement staff will not do anything in relation to the sleazy stuff shown during the scheme and hoop trials. Trust me, reliable sources tell me that LSU and Arizona basketball will be hit with, quote, major allegations by the NCAA. Okay, so here's Will Wade. This is not audio. This is the transcript of what Will Wade said on audio, in case, lest we forget. In the release wiretap audio, and before I say this, let me preface it by saying Will Wade was the guy, was really the key name I heard as a sports talk radio host in Clemson, South Carolina. When people wanted to get rid of Brad Brownell, the guy that they invariably said, the two names most frequently heard were Will Wade, one, and Shaka Smart, two. And I just want to give you a little taste of what life would have been like had Clemson made the Will Wade switch that so many of you were calling for. Because this is what's coming to LSU. And why LSU did not get rid of this guy after these audio tapes emerged, it's completely lost on me. I can't fathom why they would have kept this guy when they knew how much trouble he was in and how much trouble they're in. And this is not going to go away. It's coming back. And I realize that people get frustrated with the NCAA and their inconsistent rulings, etc. But let's be reminded of what Will Wade said on audio. This is what he said. He said, all right, I was thinking last night on this Smart thing. This is LSU coach Will Wade. Wade said on the audio revealed, I'll be honest with you. I'm bleeping tired of dealing with this thing. Like, I'm bleeping sick of dealing with the bleep. I went to him with a bleeping strong ass offer about a month ago. Bleeping strong. It was a bleeping hell of a bleeping offer. I've made deals for as good a player as him that were bleeping a lot simpler than this. By the way, what an utter condemnation. I've made deals for as good a player as him that were bleeping a lot simpler than this. In the film, Dawkins made it clear that the offer Wade was talking about was not just a scholarship offer. I think the only way you can interpret someone in a head coaching position saying that they made a strong-ass offer, they ain't talking about a scholarship offer, bro, Dawkins said. 100% talking about money. Let me tell you something. If you want to read those Will Wade comments, any find me one non-LSU fan, neutral observer who would read those LSU comments, read Wade's comments and interpret them as anything but cheating. I mean, I you would have to be the most naive person on earth to interpret these comments as anything other than what they appear to be at face value, which is illegalities, allegedly. Again, one more time. All right, I was thinking last night on the Smart thing, and then we'll go to break. All right, I was thinking last night on the Smart thing Wade said on the audio revealed. I'll be honest with you. I'm bleeping tired of dealing with the thing. Like, I'm just bleeping sick of dealing with the bleeping. I went to him with a bleeping strong-ass offer about a month ago. Bleeping strong. It was a bleeping hell of a bleeping offer. I've made deals for as good of players as him that were bleeping a lot simpler than this. I mean, are you kidding me? I don't understand why it takes so long. I am still astonished that this cat is still under is still being employed by LSU. It's such an utter disgrace and embarrassment. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
First Class Halt specializes in service. That's why we only service Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. We believe in being experts in our field and these makes. Don't take our word for it. Read our reviews. With two locations to serve, Greenville and Anderson, firstclasshalt.com, your dealership alternative.
Nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit. Except the second first bite. Drive on through and get two for just $5. It's bow time. Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina, in conjunction with Ford Motor Company, is excited to announce 0% financing for 84 months through Ford Credit on all remaining 2019 models. That's right, free money for 84 months. Talk about low payments, interest-free. 2019 Edges, F-150s, Mustangs, Rangers, Ford's entire 2019 lineup, including Super Duties. Take advantage of this incredible offer exclusively at Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. The home of no dealer fees.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history and state. The decision process may take longer if additional products are requested. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 3636 when applying. Avant.com, code 3636. That's Avant.com, code 3636.
Have you ever driven on a back road at night with very dense fog? The uncertainty of what's ahead is stressful. Just like owing the IRS, the unknown keeps you up at night. For the past 30 years, the Green Law Firm has been lifting the fog and has been the upstate leader in IRS problem resolution. The rules have been relaxed, so even if you have tried before and failed, the Green Law Firm can help. Located at 11 McGee Street in Greenville or online at greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E law.legal.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. You know, Ramona, I just retweeted something that I saw on Leach's Twitter account. Hello? It's from something, it's one of the most amazing animal videos I've ever seen. You have a red fox who has caught a rabbit, and he's running across the field with the rabbit. And this giant bald eagle swoops in and grabs the rabbit out of the fox's mouth, and the fox doesn't let go. And the fox is dangling in the air for, I don't know, like for some distance. I guess he finally let go. That's not in the video. But at one point, the fox is probably, I don't know, the fox might be 20 feet in the air at one point, 15 feet in the air, like refusing to let go of its prey. Pretty darn incredible. You might want to check that. I mean, the bald eagle looks huge. I mean, I'm assuming this is real. It says Zachary Hart GE Photography. And obviously this is a video, but pretty insane. By the way, you know, how about the Patriots, Ramona? You know, the vile Patriots, you know, who have, who are, you know, this terrible organization. Robert Kraft sent his plane and bought 1.4 million of the N95 masks from China, and they apparently had like 3 hours to load them. Nobody could, but they delivered 1.4 million masks from China,
and that's fantastic.
A lot of those for the home state of Massachusetts. But he also bought 300,000 masks with his own money for New York that will be delivered to the Javits Center tomorrow.
That's great.
A Columbia graduate. This per Ian Rappaport.
It's not the hated Patriots. Tom Brady's gone to another team. They'll hate that team.
I don't know. I think they hate Belichick, not Brady. I don't think people hate Brady. I think they just hate the winning. You know.
There's
nothing to hate about Brady. I mean, Brady is the all-time model athlete. There's nothing to hate about him. Guy's never even had a traffic ticket.
He's been
class personified. Never said a bad word about anybody, anybody and anything. Has demonstrated nothing but complete class. Even in departing from the Patriots, you know, internally he really can't stand Belichick anymore. But he said nothing but flattering, nice things about him. You know, that's who the guy has been. Now, the only thing, look, it's this. People hate people who win too much. That's it. Because what happens, Ramona, to your team if one team is winning too much?
They lose. I said it's all connected to the winning. Lose. You missed that part when I said that when you started
right.
on?
Oh, I did miss that. Yeah, I did miss that.
Yeah, I said it's all connected to the winning.
It is all connected to the... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, Pittsburgh Steelers.
You were so busy kinder and gentler that you didn't hear me.
Hey, you can get in on the phone lines. Keep it coming. We've had a great week of phone participation, so let's keep that coming too. Kudos to everybody, because we got people... We have people, Will, I'm coming to you in a minute. We have people all over America who are stepping up big time from a philanthropic standpoint, writing the checks.
I've seen that.
It's absolutely
wonderful.
You know, yeah, it is, because it's all going to be part of the solution. It's all going to be part of getting us out of that. And, you know, and I just have the utmost respect and admiration for these people like Drew Brees, et cetera, who, you know, again, they, you know what? And I'm not going to point to anyone in particular that I've seen of late doing the opposite, but I have seen some of late doing the opposite, you know, starting something and asking the people for contributions. The problem is that many of the people are struggling. So if you're getting $25 million a year, and you care about the people in your community, the people who actually pay your bills because they go to the stadium and they watch the games, then this is the time to show it. And you're seeing that. You're seeing that from the like of Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's
fantastic. I really do.
Yeah, he and his wife donate $5 million, right, to the cause in that community. And that's what we're talking about. And eventually, it's going to be that type of philanthropic efforts and from individuals, from business, et cetera, that wind up pulling us out of this. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
Doing good, brother. How about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm good, too. Thanks, Will.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Just go on.
I'm going to be in and out, so I want you to go ahead and comment on the two basketball players right quick, Will.
All right.
If you don't mind.
The first one is the 6'10", 240-pound center, Patrick Ireal. You know, it's interesting because he actually played AAU ball with on the Upward Stars team with Clemson star recruit P.J. Hall. Those two kids played on the same team together, man, and that's a pretty big basketball team because you have P.J. who's close to 6'10", and you have Ireal who's 6'10". And the Ireal kid is, I think he was sort of like a late bloomer and came on late. I think there was an event in Dallas that really brought him to the forefront in terms of getting more attention. I like the kid. He plays hard. He runs the court. He's surprisingly nimble and athletic. Can play way above the rim. So an athletic kid, a tough kid. And I've saw a little bit of a face-up game with him. I saw him, on film take a few jump shots from the perimeter in a face-up game, and he looked good doing that too from a form standpoint. And I think that the best thing you have to like about the Ireal kid from a South Carolina standpoint is, as a late bloomer, he's just starting to scratch the surface of what he can be. So I really like him. Like that acquisition. The other kid, the Javon Benson kid, again, big kid, 6'8", 240, powerful, good athlete, can get off the ground, shot blocker, plays around the rim, rebounds the ball, plays above the rim. His shot is a little odd looking, but not bad. But I think, I don't know what type of offensive player you're going to get there, what type of face-up game, but I think what you're going to get is a dominant athletic guy that can play on the box and that is going to be a shot changer, a shot blocker, a rebounder, a lot of the dirty work stuff, because again, very athletic. So I think those are two good players.
Sort of like Keyshawn Bryant.
Yeah, maybe. I think you have two good players that are certainly going to help a lot, add a lot of size, add some, and again, they're not just 6'8", 6'10", stiffs. They're both pretty athletic guys. I was a little surprised by the Ireal kid because when I saw him and I saw his rating and I turned it on, I thought to myself, this is going to be just some 6'10" white stiff. and then I turned it on, and the kid's actually athletic. And he, as I said, he can run the court, play above the rim, loves to dunk the ball. And once he sets his mind to it, not much anybody can do about it because, as I said, he can get off the ground. So,
okay, I got two more quick things before you go to break. Another question is, you got Tua, Bryce, and
By the way, how about that? I don't just promise you when you call me and you ask me about somebody I haven't seen, I tell you I'll do it, and then I did it, right?
Oh yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as Alabama quarterback situation, well, is Tua going to transfer or what? Because you got Bryce and you got the other quarterback coming in, so.
You're talking about whether young Tyrell Lowe is going to transfer?
You got Matt Jones and you got Bryce coming in. Then you got
Will.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't hear you for a minute. So you're talking about Little Tongue of Iloa.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. He's a right-handed thrower. He is very athletic. He's actually probably more athletic than Tua is. In fact, there's no probably about it. He is more athletic than Tua is. I mean, he can run all around and make plays. I have a hard time picturing him running a Nick Saban offense. I don't know. Because he's a little bit of a wild child. I mean, he's a scrambler. He can make people look stupid. But I don't know. I have a hard time imagining. He has ability. He can play. He has ability. He has talent. There's no question about that. I just wonder if he's really what Nick Saban wants. And so I tend to think that it's going to be between Mac Jones and Young, and we'll see how it plays out.
Okay. I got one more thing. I heard a lot of people saying, well, I was listening to Feinbaum yesterday. He was interviewing somebody, but the interviewer said, if they do start in August, it could be where the fans can't go in August, but they might go in September. I hang up and listen, but comment on that if you don't mind.
All right, well, yeah, all I can comment on that is I'm not going to speculate as to when the fans are going to be able to attend the games. I college football needs fans. There's no information for me to base any opinion on that, nor can Feinbaum or anybody else. All I know is that there's going to be a football season. I know that with 100% certainty. I don't know exactly what form. I don't know. I'm assuming the structure is going to remain the same at this point, and that's my expectation. Anything other than that would be guesswork. Welcome to the Red Rage. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bedliner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big Bow Box for just $19.99. It's Bow Time.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct.